Good morning. This is Abby with your daily Berlin briefing for Monday, July 20th, 2020. 1 month after the controversially discussed Berlin Anti-Discrimination Act, or the LADG, went into force, authorities have received only a few complaints from citizens. The Landesstelle für Gleichbehandlung gegen Diskriminierung, or the Office for Equal Treatment Against Discrimination, has so far received almost 20 complaints from people who feel discriminated against by public service employees, for example, on the basis of gender, skin color, or origin. This was announced by the Senate Justice Administration at the request of the German press agency. According to this, the complaints concerned various public bodies, and all occurrences happened before the law came into place. The Senate administration cited an example. A petitioner had complained of discrimination on the grounds of his Arab origin when applying for a new passport. The man stated that employees of the district office had not accepted his signature. A survey of the districts by the German press agency showed that here, too, people do not complain in mass about discrimination by the administration. Only the Office for Social Affairs in Steglitz-Zehlendorf reported two cases in which customers felt disadvantaged and when applying for financial aid. In Lichtenberg, there was also one complaint. For Justice Senator Dirk Behrendt, the low number of cases in the first few weeks shows that the Berlin administration does not discriminate and confirms the Senate's previous assessment. The law was passed by the red-red-green majority in the Chamber of Deputies at the beginning of June and has been in force since June 2nd. It's intended to protect people from discrimination by authorities and make it easier to file complaints when people do feel they've been treated unfairly by police officers, clerks, or other state employees. The law caused a stir nationwide. A broad front of critics argued that it placed police officers under general suspicion and made their work more difficult, which the Senate rejected. As a reaction to the law, Federal Minister of the Interior Horst Seehofer temporarily stopped sending the federal police to help with missions in Berlin. After a clarifying discussion with Interior Senator Geisel, this no longer applies. Anyone who feels discriminated against can turn to the authority concerned or to the Office for Equal Treatment, which is located at the Senate Justice Administration. The allegation will then be investigated. It's planned to set up an ombudsman's office, which is to be the central contact point for citizens in the future. The idea? Before people take legal action for discrimination on the basis of the new law, which is their right, the underlying incident can be examined by the office. Unknown persons have vandalized the Bismarck National Monument in Berlin's Tiergarten with paint. On the pedestal of the statue at the Großer Stern, Berlin Dekolonisieren, or Decolonize Berlin, is written in black letters. In addition, a large portion of the monument was sprayed with pink and gold paint. According to the Berlin police, charges were filed against unknown persons for damage to property, but they've not yet received any clues as to who the perpetrators might be. The graffiti is obviously a protest against German colonialism. The unidentified persons attached several flyers to the fence of the monument. They are titled, "Decolonize the City," and demand a discussion of, quote, "the crimes of German colonial history." The Bismarck Monument is described as, quote, "racist." According to the initiators, they wanted to set, quote, "a sign against racism" with their actions. Decolonize Berlin is also the name of a Berlin alliance of various associations fighting nationwide for the renaming of streets that honor colonial crimes or bear racist labels. Tahir Della of the Schwarze Menschen in Deutschland, or the Initiative of Black People in Germany, which is part of the alliance, told RBB that he had no knowledge of the flyer. The Berlin Postcolonial Association, also a member of the alliance, told the RBB, quote, that neither the Decolonize Berlin Alliance nor its member associations were involved in the action. The alliance is also not the author of the flyers left behind on site. In the course of the Black Lives Matter movement, a debate has flared up throughout Germany about German remembrance culture and monuments for representatives of German colonialism. In the view of many critics, Otto von Bismarck is an anti-democrat and pioneer of German colonialism. For this reason, demonstrations against the restoration of a Bismarck monument took place in Hamburg and elsewhere at the end of June. There, too, a statue of Bismarck, the first German chancellor, was vandalized as well. The Berlin Tiergarten Court has sentenced a 31-year-old man for abusing the Corona Emergency Aid Program. On Friday, he was found guilty of having wrongfully collected 25,500 euros. The court imposed 1 year and 7 months probation, and in addition, he must pay a fine of 2,000 euros. The defendant was found guilty of subsidy fraud in 6 cases. The judge explained that he had applied for subsidies from the Investitionsbank Berlin, or the IBB, on several occasions using false data. The judge continued that the man had behaved in a socially damaging manner. However, it had been made very easy for him to commit the fraud. This is the first ruling on Corona emergency aid fraud in Berlin. It is not yet final, as the involved parties can appeal against the ruling within a week. The defendant already admitted at the beginning of the trial 2 weeks ago that he had invented several companies to obtain subsidies. He had applied for 77,500 euros. As court spokesman Raphael Neef said after the sentencing, in 5 cases, the companies for which the defendant had applied for subsidies did not exist. In 1 case, a false employee count had been given. After a suspicious report from his bank, the public prosecutor's office investigated, and the accused was then remanded in custody at the end of April. The man did pay back the money. At the beginning of the trial, the 31-year-old had declared that after several of his acquaintances suddenly had, quote, their pockets full of money, he decided to, quote, join the rally. His defense attorney explained that sums had been paid out without controls, quote, it was child's play and word had got around, as only minimum amounts of data had been requested for the digitally submitted applications. At the request of the public prosecutor, the court provisionally suspended one of the prosecution's original 7 cases. The ARD magazine Contrasta previously reported that in 15 federal states, the identities of applicants were checked before emergency aid was paid out. Only in Berlin, this had not been done. The IBB has rejected accusations that it had made it far too easy for fraudsters by insufficient checking procedures. According to IBB boss Jürgen Allerkamp, quote, these proceedings show that everything is being clearly worked through and that we will continue to follow up every single case, also in the future. The IBB has already compared all 240,000 applications with the data of the tax office and found almost 1,400 cases, which seems suspicious. An in-depth investigation is on the way. Allerkamp explained that the IBB will not change the basic procedure of a digitalized application with mechanized checks and a subsequent in-depth examination. However, individual procedural steps have been optimized. Vacationers returning to Berlin from Corona risk areas will no longer have to pay for the obligatory test out of their own pocket. According to Secretary of State for Health Martin Matz, Berlin is covering the costs for those returning from high-risk areas starting now. Matz went on to say, quote, we have medical practices that can perform the tests, and they will all be able to bill the lab costs to the Association of Statutory Health Insurance Physicians next week. The federal and state governments agreed last Thursday that returnees from abroad who have been in a risk area within the previous 14 days will remain obliged to go into domestic quarantine for 2 weeks. In addition, they must report to the responsible health authority immediately after returning to Berlin. Returnees can avoid the quarantine with a current negative corona test. Until now, vacationers returning from high-risk areas such as Turkey, Egypt, or the U.S. had to pay for the tests themselves. According to Matz, it is difficult to control whether the quarantine is maintained or a test is carried out. The authorities cannot monitor this and rely on reason and insight. He thinks that it's worked out well in most cases. At the moment, it's still open how to deal with holidaymakers returning from Mallorca or other European destinations that are not officially risk areas. To this end, the health politicians of the federal states are striving for a uniform procedure to prevent a second wave of corona after the summer holidays, and they plan to talk to each other on Wednesday. If you like our podcast, you can help others discover us by liking and sharing our episodes on social media. You can also connect with us on Facebook and Twitter, where we occasionally post updates on breaking news. Berlin Briefing will be back tomorrow. Thanks for listening.